The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Ajit Pai, has begun a campaign to curb government regulation of the Internet. He insists it'll spur innovation. But some Boston tech executives insist it'll do the opposite. From WBUR's business and tech team, Bostonomics, Asma Khalid reports.
In a speech at the museum in Washington, D.C., Ajit Pai described the Internet as the greatest free market success story in history. But he said heavy-handed regulation in recent years has hurt innovation.
Going forward, we cannot stick with regulations from the Great Depression that were meant to micromanage Ma Bell.
Yep, you heard that right. Ma Bell. Pai was referring to the fact that since 2015, the Internet has been regulated by the same rules used to control the old telephone monopolies. And Pai says that is hurting job growth. But the idea of deregulation worries Rory Cowan. He's CEO of Lionbridge, a software company based in Waltham.
We've seen this before from railroads, and we've seen it with utilities. We've seen it with telephone companies. And I think there's a point at which regulation has to be sort of imposed or maintained on these natural monopolies.
Cowan doesn't buy the argument that regulation is hurting Internet access. He has operations in 35 countries and says in some other countries, like Finland, sometimes Internet access is better because of government rules.
People behave differently when Internet access is like air. You're a more competitive society.
What worries some folks in the Boston tech world is a specific aspect of FCC regulation called net neutrality. That's the Obama-era policy that essentially requires Internet service providers to treat all online data equally. In his speech, the new FCC chairman laid out a plan to roll back net neutrality. You've probably heard about this when it comes to streaming movies on Netflix, but this could also potentially affect some local businesses. Muhammad Ali is the CEO of Carbonite, which offers cloud backup services. He says Internet service providers have similar cloud systems, and without net neutrality, he says there's no rules to stop an Internet company from promoting their own cloud services over Carbonite.
One example is Verizon. They have a cloud backup offering also. But think about if they could subsidize the bandwidth of their offering and make their offering faster than ours.
Then Ali says even if Carbonite is paying for equal access, Verizon could really impact Carbonite's business. In other words, Internet service providers could create fast lanes and slow lanes and prioritize their own content with nothing to lose. And Ali wants to ensure the Internet remains free and open, not just for Carbonite, but in general.
The Internet is really the new railroad of America in that it provides the connectivity amongst businesses and consumers.
Mike O'Hanlon works in government relations for the Boston-based e-commerce site Wayfair, and he agrees. O'Hanlon is not particularly concerned about what changes in regulations could mean for Wayfair directly. He's more concerned about the broad Boston startup ecosystem.
Wayfair ourselves, we very much still consider ourselves to be a startup and a source of a lot of innovation. And we think an open internet is key for the next generation of innovators to be able to come down the pike.
O'Hanlon says startups need easy and equitable internet access. The FCC chairman says he'll release documents detailing his full plans this afternoon. The commission will then vote in mid-May. But until then, some tech executives in Boston are willing to put up a fight. Just last week, more than a dozen tech leaders met with Senator Ed Markey to voice their concerns. And the senator has vowed he'll fight any legislative or regulatory efforts to kill net neutrality. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.